We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
There's no better time than right now for your two-minute shift. Today's shift, let's talk about stubbornness. Growing up, I probably could have been a multi-millionaire teaching seminars on being stubborn, because stubbornness was my forte. And when I say stubborn, I mean, imagine somebody coming up to me saying, Leon, get up right now out your seat, take three steps to your left and pick up $100 million right now, and you can have it all. It would be a 0% chance that I would get up out my seat, because you're not going to tell me what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Now, that stubbornness could have got me out of that $100 million, but I didn't care, because you don't have that control over me. That same version of me, though, you could ask to crawl backwards to China, and I would do everything in my power to try to get it done, because you asked me the right way. But one thing that I had to learn through bumping my head, through stubbornness, and also maturity, is realizing that we're not meant to live this life here alone. We need pieces from everybody else to help our puzzle make much more sense. And what I was doing oftentimes was shunning the packages that didn't come perfect. Sometimes, if somebody didn't say it a certain way, I wasn't interested. In fact, I would even cut that person all the way off. But sometimes I had to realize that I was missing out on blessings and opportunities because I didn't like the packaging. It's not about the packaging. It's about the piece that's in that packaging that I need to complete my picture. So one thing that you can learn from me is, number one, don't take disrespect. That don't mean just take anything that anybody throws at you. But sometimes it's not going to come packaged how you envisioned it. And that's okay. Because sometimes deep inside, that piece that you need is deep down in that. So don't allow your stubbornness to get in the way of your next opportunity. Don't let stubbornness win.